Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We usually try to keep our houses clean, but should a guest come, we are extremely careful that the house is kept extremely clean. But the guest comes and still quickly spots something that is not so clean. It happens to us in our household. It also happens to the guest when we are guests to our guest. You get a view of the world when you travel. When you walk, when you stand and look, you get a perspective. When you walk, you get a different perspective. When you run, you get yet a different perspective. When you fly 35,000 feet above sea level, you get an entirely different perspective of the world. In our text, Jesus looks at people. Jesus looks at the people in their real lives, in their spiritual lives, in their physical lives, in their lives filled with needs, sorrow, misery, sickness, and spiritual want. Not a lot of us are able to see that. Our vision may be limited, but Jesus looks at with the whole vision. In fact, he keeps on looking at us. I will call this a vision for mission. You know, there is more to life than meets the eye. A lot of us Easterners would think that coming home to the U.S. is going to heaven. Things are good here. All people in the U.S. are Christians as much as all Indians are Hindus. These are visions. Once you begin to live in a culture, once you begin to be part of a culture, you do change your perspective. Well, not all people of the U.S. speak English. That kind of surprised me. Have you ever been to a seashore where people fish? And for fishermen, for people who have made fishing their lives, fish don't stink. They don't smell. This is the smell they know. It could also be the case in our human lives when we are sunk in sin. When we are looking into ourselves introspectively and self-sympathetically, we do not get the whole vision. There is more to life than meets the eye. A better car, a better home, better neighbors, better friends, better church celebration. There is more to life than meets the eye. But when we are concerned too much about life and its conveniences, those worries, unnecessary many of them, could choke our life, the real life that God gives us. However, Jesus took the whole vision of our lives. He preached in chapter 8 of Matthew. The text says that he went on preaching. In chapter 9, where we read the text, it says Jesus went on to the synagogues, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. But there was more to his ministry. He had compassion for the crowds. He went out and touched the lepers. He healed the blind. He caused the lame man to walk. He healed Peter's mother-in-law. It was a complete ministry. He had the whole vision for life. He not only spoke and ministered to the soul of the human being, but he did take care of the body and soul. In fact, he created us, body and soul, and he made us whole by his coming to the earth and by leading for us a ministry that was God-pleasing. So there is more to life than meets the eye. And of course, there is more to church than meets the eye. What is the church? Where two or three are gathered together in Christ's name, where the word is proclaimed and where the sacraments are administered according to the word, that is the church. gathered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of the triune God, that is the church. But for many, the church could be stained glass windows, good music, good place to come together, good place to have a good time. But the church exists for those who do not belong. To see the beauty of the stained glass, we better come in. A look from within changes the entire perspective on what the church ought to be. Yes, the church has struggled. There are sick people in the church. There are lame people in the church. There are people who are unable to verbalize what God has abundantly given us in the church. But still, it is the church. Christ looks at us as his body, called, sanctified, redeemed, set apart to proclaim his good news. Yes, go proclaim it to the house of Israel. The church, the body of Christ, who have been called and redeemed and brought together, yet needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, a gospel of comfort, a gospel that brings meaning and purpose in life, a gospel that puts life in perspective, stinking as human lives might be. The aroma of the gospel brings fragrance and meaning and vibration to our lives. And there is more to mission that meets the eye. Mission years ago could have been going out and reaching someone in India, in Africa, in New Guinea. Mission years ago could have been writing a check to the Board for Missions so that the word of the gospel could be preached to people of different cultures and so on. But there is more. True as it is, mission is far away. Mission is something God has commissioned us and Christ has sent us out to reach out to the world, a world that is suffering and sits in darkness and does not know from left to right, does not have goals in life, does not know the truth of God and the truth that God indeed in Christ saves the world. It is true that the gospel is for others. But first, preach it to the house of Israel. Of course, in the text, Jesus would say this and then commission the church at the end of Matthew's gospel to go out and proclaim the good news to all the world. This is post-resurrection. But as Jesus, the living kingdom of God among them, proclaimed in word and deed what it means to be part of the church and part of God's gracious kingdom, he meant it to the people who were just listening to him right there. Yes, mission is very much sharing the gospel to others. But mission is also very much sharing the gospel of good news to our friends and neighbors. I know Ted. Ted is just 2 years old. Ted's mom is a lawyer, so is his dad. Ted is not baptized. Ted, in fact, lives just 2 blocks away from one of the most famous Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod congregations in the city. Ted's dad was baptized, but does not take church seriously. Ted's dad's dad was also baptized and was a professor of English, and he retired. And this professor of English, of course, did not have enough time to care for the spiritual needs of the household, perhaps. Not that he did not take church or God seriously. It simply is that he did not put the time to nourish the family in the true Christian faith. Ted's dad's dad's dad, Ted's great-granddad, was a missionary of the gospel in India. I pray for Ted. This was not the last time last week I saw Ted. I will see him again. I hope there will be ways for Ted, Theodore, the gift from God, to know what the true gift of God in Christ Jesus is as he grows in a culture that is surrounded by the gospel. There is more to mission than meets the eye. Yes, mission is here right now at our doorstep. People have come to our doorstep seeking and finding meaning in life. And Jesus looks at them and sees them as sheep, harassed and without a shepherd. And Jesus looked at them and us and for the whole world and says, the harvest is indeed plentiful. Yes, we need to keep the vision of Jesus in focus. Our visions may be narrow, may be culturally conditioned, may be conditioned by the training and the way we are. But when we take the whole vision of the church, that vision is indeed the vision that Jesus has for mission. There is more. There is more in Christian life than coming together in the name of the Lord and going out in mission in the name of the Lord. Of course, there is more. He has made us in His image. He has created us. He has given us families, households, a place to live, a car to drive, to have friends, and so on. Of course, He takes us together holistically. He cares for our bodies and souls. And with all this, He sends out again so that we may be in His business, the business of opening our eyes and seeing that the harvest is indeed plentiful. And He is sending us as His laborers into His harvest. And He is faithful, and He will do it. God grant this for Christ's sake. Amen.